he come up in the family. So there ain't much you can do with him. That's just him. The other boys is all right. Just quiet and get along with him. But it's just, but Gufford never did gee with Buster. But they're doing better now than they always did.
Well, what about the place over there?
Cross Bagley?
Yeah. Did y'all ever, were the most folks there about the same as here?
Well, you see, that's where they're in. You see that white cross?
Yeah. What's that?
That's where the mark of Diablerville.
Yeah, that's where he supposedly landed.
That's right. But you see, they found there wasn't enough water here. Then they went on up. Was it New Orleans they went to?
Yeah.
So your history is better than mine.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure myself.
Well, there's no left from here.
Yeah.
And you see French. Now, a lot of people want to see those springs, but there's, well, that cross is that, that's where they were supposed to land.
What about the water here? Tastes like sulfur to me.
You mean you're drinking water?
Yeah.
Well, maybe now, since you put this chlorine, you see Keesler put up, and she felt her soldiers couldn't come to Biloxi unless they would put the chlorine in the water.
Keesler? Air Force Base.
Yeah. So then that's what the city did, but we had the best water in the country. You could take this water right out the ground and wash with it.
You mean they didn't, the water didn't taste bad?
Not a bit in the world. We had the best, this is the best water. We had water samples from every part of the country. But look, they had the best water in the world. Now you see, just since Keesler came here, the city began using chloride in their water. Well, we want to maintain Keesler, they had to do what they say.
Yeah.
So your water was good. You could take any kind of soap, you could wash with any kind, you could bathe with. Your bathtub was no more little dirt and filth come off of you, showed in your tub. But I was in Chicago in 33 and I would take a bath there.
Yeah.
When I got through that little black ring around that tub, I told the landlady, I said, hey, your tub's all messed up. I said, your water is different than my water. So I got a palm olive soap to try to use it.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't work. Oh, she said, no, they use a liquid soap that's made for hard water. Yeah, I don't know what they put in the water, but it's hard. But Biloxi, I don't know if he's using it for money or not, but this was her wedding, so her was a plant inspector. And Mr. George was the clerker of the United States Court.
Yeah.
He was a lawyer. And he says, hey, they don't never say what Mr. George is telling, not that Mr. Hunter. Never say a good thing about the lesson the water got. I said, no, but the money. And I say, water is equal to some of the food that you eat. I say, we got good water here, I ought to let the people know it. Because our water is good. We had a water, I might have been a little stratus of water that hit right where the old city hall used to be. That water was cold in the summertime. That might have been just a, another, is that what you call it, strata?
What's that?
A water.
I don't know. Well, the water, you couldn't, the water up in, or up in Chicago, you said you couldn't.
Oh, it didn't be good because you put a ring on around the dirt and stuff. just stuck it outside of your bedtime.
Yeah.
And I told the landlady, but
couldn't wash with it, huh?
Yeah. And she said, well, I forgot to put you some soap in, and she would tell me about a liquid soap they have. That's where he would take this water, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't need that kind of stuff in this water. Now, as I say, to put the fluoride in, I don't know how it is. Now, you're talking about fluoride water.
Yeah.
But I think that's more imagination, because right over on the island over here, the gone folks put up a fertilizer plant, take shrimp and old shrimp, fish,
yeah,
grind it and make fertilizer. We had a